this.
It's the Tom DeLips podcast. Tom DeLips.
Hello, this is Tom DeLips, and welcome back to my monthly podcast. Episode 46 about to get underway, and I'm very pleased to announce I will be joined by a special guest yet again. But before we get to it, I'd just like to thank you all once again for continuing to share, download and subscribe to the podcast. It's very much appreciated. I hope you've enjoyed listening during lockdown. Positives are that it's now starting to look like we're gradually getting back to normal. Shops reopen, the barbers, the hairdressers, which I need to get to pretty quickly. If you follow me on Instagram or Facebook or the likes, you've probably seen the state of my head. It's awful. So I hope everyone's staying safe and enjoying either staying in some more, or if you're lucky enough to be able to sneak out and go to a restaurant for some dinner, I'm sure it makes a nice change. Right, let's get to it. I can now tell you that I am joined by the one and only Josh Butler. Josh, how you doing?
Good, mate.
Good. Long overdue catch-up.
I said to someone this morning, I'm surviving, not thriving at the moment.
Like everyone, I think. It's getting tedious, isn't it? Not out there doing your thing.
Yeah, but, you know, we briefly touched on this before we turned the mics on. The first part of all this nonsense was well-needed, I think, for people like me and you.
Yeah.
People who are workaholics, basically. We don't stop... investing time and energy into what we do. So a forced break was well needed at the beginning.
I think it's done the immune system good.
Massively.
For me, sleep was a big one for me.
Sleeping right and eating right have been massive bonuses of this, you know, because obviously when I'm travelling and I'm on different time zones, it does really weigh you down. And I started this year in such an intense way. Went to Australia and New Zealand, toured around everywhere there, and then flew home via America and did 4 or 5 gigs over there, which was like 6-7 weeks all in all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm so glad I got to do that in hindsight. I couldn't have continued that all year, man. Yeah.
Hard work with travel, no sleep, like you said, different time zones. It
just makes you sick. Runs you down.
It does. Yeah, I've been glad for it, I'll be honest. I've been glad for being able to, although I haven't probably been to bed early per se, I have had a decent night's sleep on probably the same time, instead of like in the middle of the week running the business, getting to bed late, then you're gigging, and then you're doing your Friday, Saturday nights, you don't know what time you're going to get in.
Yeah.
And like, more so for you, I think, than me, because obviously I do drive to a lot of the events, whereas a lot of the events you're doing, you're probably partying as well, which is going to take its toll on it.
Yeah. I do get involved every now and then, of course. Yeah. Not as much as I used to. I had to learn to say no, because it was getting a bit much a few years ago. It's too easy when people are offering you free drinks and whatever else. It's... very, very tempting.
Mm. Yeah, no. I've
learned to pick and choose my battles now.
Yeah, good.
Now I'm over the 30 hump.
Yeah, you've got... Yeah, because now we're getting on a bit. Although most people will argue that in your 30s isn't... But I do think that with the lifestyle we've led, myself... probably more so you. I know you've travelled around a lot more than I've had the opportunity to travel around, and that is a killer. The travelling, from experience with the flying, but I always think that for 33, I feel 43.
Yeah,
like I'm aches and pains, and like you've not got kids yet either, which, you know, take your time with that as well, because that takes it out of you.
I'm sure it does.
Running a hectic lifestyle with the kids is tough sometimes. Yeah. I know there'll be a lot of people listening to this that get that early starts, getting woken up in the night.
Up at 5 or 6.
Oh, mate, yeah. Even Ted now still gets up early when he gets excited about stomach.
Yeah, don't get me wrong, though. I would love that one day, of course, but I reckon there's a few more years of touring yet.
Yeah. You've got the opportunity. Get it done.
Well, I'm itching to get out now, you know, after this welcome break.
Go on, tell us a bit about... Sorry to interrupt there. Tell us a little bit about obviously what you've got coming up, if anything, or where you think it's going to go.
I did have a gig on the 26th in Croatia. What's that like? 2 weeks? Yeah, in Croatia, in a place called Pula. Well, there eventually became two gigs. There was Pula on the Friday night and Zagreb on the Saturday, 27th.
Yeah, nice. Love Croatia.
Yeah, and I, first I was a bit like, oh, I don't know if I want to travel this soon. You know, a bit of anxiety about going to the airport. I accepted it. And then, unfortunately, this week they said they can only open the venue till midnight because there is still some restrictions in Croatia.
Right.
So we've moved the date back a few more weeks. And hopefully by then restrictions will be lifted more and we can party through the night. Because the thing is, opening a club for a few hours, it's not financially viable for them.
No.
It has to work for everybody, you know. There's a lot of obstacles to navigate around still at the moment, but I do believe that in the next few weeks, maybe 6 weeks or so, we'll be in a much healthier place.
I hope so. Yeah, like you said earlier to me when we were just catching up before we turned the mics on, that the hospitality industry has been hung out to dry a little bit.
Yeah,
and with the plans coming out for everybody else, there really still isn't a clear outlined plan. We're relying on these businesses being able to start up pretty much in full capacity, because from other business owners that I've spoken to who own restaurants and bars, if they are forced to open on a 50%, say, capacity with a 2 metre rule, it's not
possible.
Viable. No,
not
financially,
possible.
It's just not viable.
And do you know what? Just going back to you saying that the industry had been hung out to dry a little bit. I think that things like this illegal rave in Manchester over the weekend, that is not going to help our situation.
No.
Because the government has already made it quite clear that they don't like clubs. They wanted to get rid of Fabric, they got rid of Sankey's. You know, there's numerous clubs over the world that I travel to that have all, that closed down, you know, and usually because of government restrictions or property developers wanting that space. Yeah. So it's already a sort of frowned upon scene, and things like that in Manchester last weekend, and people getting stabbed and people getting raped, it's absolutely disgusting. And the government are just going to look at that and go, there's no way we're going to reopen you yet. If
it's giving them ammunition, isn't it, to keep the clubs, venues closed.
I guess you could play devil's advocate and say the clubs are a more safe place and you've got security, so, you know, open us up to stop these illegal raves with no restrictions. But I don't know, mate, it's such a complicated situation at the moment. There's a lot of things going round in my head about, you know, some days I feel very positive about the future of our scene, and other days I think it's going to be very hard to get up and running again.
It's tough, like what you said, then the thoughts going on in your head, that process. For a lot of artists, particularly when I'm seeing news articles popping up saying that the least important jobs in the country are artists. I've seen newspaper articles and things, which I think is really poor. It's going to affect mental health. And you know, it's something I always touch on pretty much every time I speak to a friend, or you know, a friend and an artist like yourself, or even a colleague or somebody else, when we're doing chats, is how they deal with it. Because I know everyone deals with like mental health differently. Like I know you do a couple of like extracurriculars, like you jiu-jitsu is it?
Yeah.
You do, and you like cycling and stuff and getting out.
Well, obviously that's not happening anymore.
Well, yeah, because
it's combat.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, that was a massive release for me, actually, and really did help me positively, my mental health. No, I've never really suffered with depression or bad mental health, but things like that, you know, exercise in any form is great for your state of mind, especially martial arts, in my opinion.
Yeah, I was going to come along at one point, I think.
You should do, mate, as soon as you get back going.
I still would like to, you know. It's something that I used to do, kickboxing and a bit of karate and all those sorts of things growing up, but a lot younger. Obviously, I've got a little bit of weight on now and I need to get back on it. I know you mentioned diet. My diet's shocking.
Just going back to the artist thing, you know, and I think as an artist, being creative is a big outlet. It's a great way to keep your mental health, you know, at a nice level and keep a level head. But also, you're losing a lot of culture as well, you know, things like theatres and whatever else, operas, you know, yeah. All that is in the same
category
as us, yeah, and, you know, that brings a lot of tourists in, and it has a huge effect on...
Yeah, I completely disagree with them saying it's the least important job. I actually feel really strongly about this because, and it actually comes back to schools. I feel really strongly about it. I could go on quite a long time about the artist and creative, like that's the key word. The creative arts, regardless of what it is, are so important to education. Mm. I think they get disregarded and looked over. And I can say that from first-hand experience myself, but also from watching TED start school and see that actually, academically, is he ready to be that switched on with maths and English? No, he's not.
Well, I think there's two types of kids.
Yeah.
And me and my mate had this conversation the other day. He's one of my best mates. We've been, known each other forever. We went to school together. We were in all the same sets, mostly bottom sets. We were never academically clever. But you get creative kids as well, you know, and a lot of the kids in the lower sets who aren't academically smart go on to be artists or in creative industries. So, you know, and that's a lot of people. You know, there was probably 50% of the school in those sorts of sets who've got potential to be creative.
Yeah, I think it needs to be nurtured more from a young age, if
massively.
That's what I'm saying. Because
I totally agree.
I don't see it enough in schools. I don't see music, which can be such a great subject for kids to study, to give them release or give them something to take their mind off. And I know music has been used as healing for people that struggle with, you know, things like attention disorders and things like that, which allows
them... Only that as well, I think it's an encouragement to do well in other subjects.
Yeah, 100%.
Because, you know, so my sort of experience was I wanted to go onto a college course to do music, but to get onto that, I had to do well in English and maths as well. Although I wasn't very gifted with it, I knuckled down and I worked and I scraped a pass because I knew I could get into college and then university through that as well.
Yeah.
And that all stemmed from music.
And it also, because of the mathematics involved with music that also get overlooked, it does... I think subconsciously with a lot of kids, and you probably won't have realised it along with everybody else that I know, but actually when you look into the science behind music and how it works, including reading music, learning to read music, it's like another language, it helps your brain be able to absorb information.
Yeah.
I've always looked at it like that, and I do think that it's really important.
Totally. Well, it is literally another language, learning music. Mm. I can't read it. I did do a little bit of music theory in school. But, it is a language, and I think learning another language, I've been studying Spanish for the last few months, it really expands your mind and makes you think about things in a different way.
Yeah.
So I'm sure reading music is very similar, you know. Anything that's expanding your mind... You're learning, aren't you? And anything you're learning about is good, and it should be encouraged in schools a lot more.
Yeah, a lot more. And that goes not just music, that goes for every art, including sport, and people that are gifted at sport, that gets overlooked. Anyone
in England, I think it does. Yeah, it seems in America that they really push the sport
a lot more. Yeah, they do, with the college and you... And
yeah,
you
a lot get, more scholarships.
Yeah, scholarships and stuff like that, yeah. Yeah, it's a subject that we won't stay on it because I'll get myself wound up about it thinking about
well,
it.
Well, I think there's something in it, you know, and I do think the education system is very one way at the moment, where there's different ways to teach kids.
Again,
hopefully some things will change, you know. Well, a lot of things are going to change after this year.
Yeah.
God, everything's going to change, I think, innit?
It's like I refuse to take the "this is the new normal." I'm not having that.
Me too.
As we've just previously discussed, even the live streams, the people are disinterested. They want to go to these parties. There's no way you can keep entertainment restricted to online.
Yeah,
it's just not possible.
People, humans, we're social animals, aren't we? We thrive off social contact, and to to just eliminate that in 2020 and say now everybody's life is online and you have to stay at home, that ain't going to happen, I'm afraid.
No, I agree, it's not. And regardless of what you do for a job or what you do for a living, everybody, literally everybody, will have some form of creative person influencing what helps them release from stress. Whether it's watching telly,
yeah.
Whether it's going to the theatre, whether it's going to a club, a bar, restaurant,
yeah.
Going to see a comedian, listening to an act, whatever it is, you know, looking at art, going, I don't know, everything you can name, somebody, regardless of what they do, will be reliant on art and creatives in their life to take the pressure away from
the job. And look at how many jobs revolve around the artist as well. I have about 5-6 people that work with me to help me sustain what I'm doing. And if the artists aren't earning money, they can't earn money either. You know,
yeah.
there's so many businesses behind the scenes.
Which always get overlooked.
Yeah, yeah. Because people don't know it's behind the scenes a lot of the time. And they the foundations of a lot of the business side of what we do.
Yeah, so you and then that goes back to that production, tech,
yeah,
everything. Look, there's so many jobs involved around even a festival being able to run. I imagine there's hundreds and hundreds of people rely on that for making a living.
Well, one of the gigs I've got booked in for September, I think it's the end of September, is a festival in Lancaster. I'm playing a Do Not Sleep stage.
Nice.
So it's a local one. And in my opinion, I think that's the best way to start up. That's kind of why I was a little bit anxious about going to Croatia, because I would like to start small and local again and build a local scene and
regain confidence.
Yeah, do local festivals, work with people like Glover at Hideout and do some outdoor parties.
Yeah.
And then slowly start going to London and further afield again.
Yeah.
So
it's to gain confidence personally, isn't it, to be in that arena again?
Yeah.
But also for
the whole scene, I think we need to slowly build momentum rather than go in at the top again.
All guns blazing for the big 5,000 capacity.
There will be a lot of people, the bigger DJs that go out, but I kind of want to nurture a smaller scene again. Because I find it's important, you know. This time has made me realise that it is really important to sow seeds, you know, in your hometown. And although I do play here once a year, I'd probably start doing it a lot more now.
Yeah.
I'd probably do it 3 or 4 times a year, I think.
Yeah, because we've done a couple of good events together, haven't
we? That's it. They're always busy.
Yeah.
We always have a good time. So why the hell not?
Yeah, that's it. And I think even down to the smaller venues that we do through 615 and stuff like the live sessions, which is at the wine bar, that there's such a big demand for that to come back. Everyone's like, oh,
well, the wine bar's always packed, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's just
Dr. Heath is thriving on a Friday, Saturday night, mate.
Yeah, and it's the local scene. Get that back up and running. Start at the bottom, and work back up to the top.
And you know, if the whole world does that, the people in Croatia that I was going to play for, if over the next few weeks they use local DJs to slowly get their club up and running again and get the bar staff back in, get security back in, cleaners and whatever. Just find the feet. We do the same here. And then eventually we will be able to get back to where we were. I really do think that.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't think we can sustain this, what we're in right now, for much longer. Yeah, it's great. What else have you got coming up other than have you got the festival? Have you got anything else planned, or is it more
releases? I've been keeping the label going. That's one of the things that's kept me sane over
Origins.
The last few months. Yeah, Origins has been doing really well still, especially on Spotify. Numbers on Spotify have been really good. So everybody give us a follow on Spotify.
Yeah.
The next release is Second City. That's out on, the 2nd of July. It's just one track this time. I've been playing this track from him for about 8 months, and we've just been waiting for the right time to release it. And now that I think events are starting to emerge again, I'd love this to be one of the first tracks to get played out on a system, you know, by people. Because I saw Solado did a gig last week, actually.
Yeah.
They were in Croatia. Just supplying music to people like that, you know, and I think that now is a great time to make and release music.
definitely. We'll play a few after this.
Yeah, please. I'll put some into the mix. What else? I'm trying to think what else I've been doing.
It's tough, isn't it? Because you lose track and you're like, oh, what have I got coming up? And it's I couldn't tell you what I've got, what I'm meant to be doing next week, and it's probably not a great deal.
Yeah. Well, yeah, just I'm really focusing on the label. So I'm going to be doing another solo EP on there at some point. Me and Bontan have done another track. I think we're going to put that out on his label this time.
Nice.
God, I can't remember. There is a lot going on, actually. It's been a busy couple of weeks because things are starting to come in again. Working on things like mixes, doing a radio show for an Italian radio station. Just little bits and bobs, really. I'm just trying to keep busy, saying yes to lots of opportunities. And
that's the best way, isn't it, at the moment?
Yeah, trying to pass time.
Yeah, yeah. But I know we both need a haircut. That's one of my first jobs when this is all over.
I'll do yours if you do mine.
My missus keeps saying, let me cut it. I'm like, no chance. I'd rather have it like this than let anybody cut it. I just don't like...
not with scissors, anyway.
I don't want to risk it. Not that I'm going anywhere. It wouldn't matter. But, yeah. I mean, I've seen some terrible home cuts online.
Well, if it went wrong, you'd have to shave it off.
I know, I can't do that. I've got a big head.
Get the Bic out.
No.
Get it foamed up. Get it bicked.
Just get my big bulbous head out then. That's why I have long hair, to stop my big blockhead on show. So I've just got a bit bigger.
I've started wearing a hat.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I should really start doing that. I have got a few caps, but I just...
I've heard that you can lose your hair if you wear a hat too much.
Too much, yeah.
Yeah, so could go completely the other way yet.
No, you've got a good head of hair on you there.
Yeah,
falling out that.
So my granddad's—I don't know if my brother will like me telling you this, but my granddad's hair fell out when he was about 20, and my brother's did the same. But luckily, me and my dad have managed to keep long hair, so I think maybe it skips a generation.
Yeah,
my brother's younger than me, and he's completely bald now.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh wow. Well, is that's just how it is, isn't it? It's genetic. So yeah. My granddad has got a full head of hair.
Has he?
85. And it's thick and like, I know I'm never going to lose, Mike. It's just like his. There's no way. I won't be going bald. Because my dad has got thin.
There you go.
My brother has. So my brother's
got lucky then.
My brother's got a receder.
We got lucky.
Yeah, we have. We've both got lucky with the big barnets. That's why I'm growing it. I'm going to keep it long, I think. I'm just going to keep it long. It goes curly, like yours.
Yeah.
The longer it gets. So I'm going to keep it. I don't know why we've gotten to talking about haircuts here.
No idea.
Right, well, listen, if we've got nothing else to catch up on, we'll leave it there.
No worries, yeah. Thanks for having me, mate. It's good to get out of the house and
appreciate you
see
coming
humans.
On. Yeah, it's been nice having a good catch-up, really.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah, so thank you, mate. Thanks for coming
Pleasure.
On.
Pleasure. See you soon.
Brill.
This is the Tom DeLips Podcast. Tom DeLips. Lips. Tom DeLips Podcast.
I know you feel it. This group's alive.
You're listening to Tom the Lips.
I got a feeling.
Tom DeLips. The Lips Podcast.
Yeah.
the Lips podcast. You're listening to Tom the Lips.
I'm out.
Thank you everyone who's tuned in and listened to that. I hope you enjoyed it. Give us a little share on your socials and we'll catch you next month. See ya.
This is the Tom the Lips podcast. Tom. The lips.